Definitely gonna love on the way.
Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Joburg up to 32 degrees today, Pretoria 35, Emalahleni 30. We start off with news from Northwest. 27 Mozambican teenagers linked to suspected illegal mining in Stilfontein Northwest will be repatriated today. 15 of the undocumented children were found by the police during an ongoing police anti-illicit mining operation called Valo Mgodi. 12 others resurfaced from the abandoned gold mines in the area. Now, more than 1,400 suspected illegal miners have been detained. From those, 84 have been deported since November. The children will be handed over to Mozambican authorities, as Northwest Social Development spokesperson Pietro Sico explains.
A team of social workers are repatriating undocumented children from Mozambique back home after the resurface from the abandoned gold mines in Stilfontein more than a month ago. These children have been placed in a temporary safe care by the department in Mafikeng and will now be handed over to the Mozambican government at Lebombo border today.
The South African National Taxi Council, meanwhile, says it's disturbed by the continued loss of life on the country's road, despite intensified efforts to promote road safety. This follows the death of 15 people in an accident on the N9 just outside of Graaf-Reinet in the Eastern Cape yesterday. SANTACO's national spokesperson, Machikidi Pala, responded.
This accident is a stark reminder of the importance of road safety and the need for all road users to exercise extreme caution. We urge all South Africans to prioritize safety above all else and to exercise extreme caution when traveling.
Then to Gauteng, a water expert at UNISA, Professor Anya du Plessis, says Rand Water played its full role in informing residents and Joburg Water about its planned infrastructure maintenance that lasted for 86 hours. She does, however, believe that Johannesburg Water dropped the ball. This follows that infrastructure maintenance by Rand Water.
There were numerous issues with water tankers, whether it be roaming or stationary. In some instances, people stood in very long lines just to come to the first one in line.
Moving abroad, the head of the Russian Army's Chemical Weapons Division died a bit earlier when an explosive device attached to a scooter went off outside an apartment building in Moscow. Igor Kirillov, the head of the military's Chemical, Biological and Radiological Weapons Unit, was killed along with his deputy when the blast went off, and it happened as they left a building in a residential area in southeastern Moscow early in the morning today. More on this story on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. And finally, the South African Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms. Large amounts of small hail is also expected over Gauteng, northwestern Mpumalanga and Limpopo. The weathercaster Venisha Bakula says localized flooding can also be expected.
So far, we're giving a 60% chance for all the provinces. The Limpopo area is more into the 30%, the areas to the east, but
that's all from us for now. More news at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Rumors going all over town. Keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty.